festival fun in spite of Lou Row. Community stalwarts have insisted their weekend festival was still a roaring success, despite an unseemly row over a few portaloos. Hundreds of people turned out to enjoy Rocky Fest from around the Rockingham estate in Walworth, with live music, a stand-up comedian, and the all-important Bouncy Castle. It was a real success, agreed co-organiser Ian Smith, who acted swiftly when he heard about a row over the placing of some portaloos and arranged for the toilets to be moved as soon as possible after the complaints started coming in. In the main, the event went incredibly well, said Newington councillor Neil Coyle. The number of children having a great time on the inflatables was fantastic to see. Sadly, some people were determined to ruin other people's day. I hope the police and council will take action against those who spoilt the festival, and I congratulate the organisers again for taking time to lay on the event. Before the event had even begun, a small group of residents complained about four portaloos which had been placed near their homes for the day. Zuzu Carter, vice chair of Rockingham Estate Agents, Tenants and Residents Association and co-organiser of the event, said she was verbally abused before one of the portaloos was pushed over and the police were called. "I just really wanted to have a nice day," she said. Who has said the art teacher, who has spent months planning the event with two other members of the TRA. "The neighbours don't really speak to each other here. There are people from lots of different backgrounds, but people don't integrate. I just thought it would be nice to get more people involved in the community." Zuzu says one woman said, "Your mum is a middle-class whore, B blank blank CH," to her nine-year-old daughter. "She was really scared. She didn't even want to go to school this morning," she told the news this week. Despite the loo commotion, Zuzu said the whole day was a great success on the whole. "There was a really good vibe and everyone said it was brilliant," she said. "The kids were grinning from ear to ear." Police confirmed that a 24-year-old man was arrested for a public order offence. His friend and neighbour, Sarah Pollington, said he was kept at Walworth Police Station for 13 hours and then released with no charge. The 33-year-old mother of two now has a banner outside her house on the Rockingham, criticising the police for their actions. "The way they went about things was totally wrong," she said. "To send armed police over some portaloos was just ridiculous."